So VBS crew leaders and kids, I'm counting on you. Otherwise, this can go flat very soon. This past week was another wonderful week of VBS, a stellar week, as we learned to shine Jesus' light amid life's many different circumstances. Once again, the VBS crew outdid themselves, and I hope you were able to look at the fellowship hall and see how they transformed the ordinary into the extraordinary. They took this lowly meeting place here on earth and transformed and transported the kids to outer space, to a galaxy far, far away, where we learned about planets and other stellar things, and met Mickey, our hapless spaceship mechanic. But most of all, we explored how we can let Jesus' light shine through us. On day one, the theme was, when life feels dark, the Bible verse was from John chapter 8, verse 12, which Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Our Bible buddy Cosmo, the star, gave us a lesson on stars, specifically the star Polaris and Rigel, and how small our sun is compared to these really large stars. Now, these stars may seem small to us, but that's just because they're so much farther away from the sun than what appears to us. Cosmo also reinforced our daily Bible verse from John chapter 8, in that Jesus brings light into a darkened world, so that when life feels dark, our Bible story comes from Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapters 1 and 2, which are the narratives of Jesus' birth. Mary, Joseph, and the people of that day lived in very dark times, under an oppressive king, under Roman rule. Herod governed with cruelty, having killed his two wives, his three sons, and his mother-in-law, because he feared they had conspired against him. Taxes were high, and it was a struggle every day. But amid this darkness, there is hope. Isaiah prophesied, for those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. The shepherds saw that light. The magi saw that light. And they followed that light in a form of a star to the real light, the baby Jesus, born in a manger in the city of Bethlehem. And in turn, the shepherds and the wise men helped spread the good news of the light as they told people about Jesus and they praised him. We also can praise him. So when life feels dark,
shine, Jesus, light.
Y'all really didn't have coffee today, did you? On day two, the theme was, when people don't get along,
shine,
Jesus, light. The Bible verse was from Romans 12, 16, in which Paul tells us to live in harmony with each other. Our Bible buddy for the day was Ringo the Planet. And Ringo taught the kids about our solar system and some interesting facts about each one of our planets. Especially interesting were the rings that circle several of our planets and how one day the Earth itself may have its own ring, not made of ice and rock, but of space junk like parts of satellites and other man-made stuff that has broken apart in space. Ringo highlighted the daily theme from Romans that just like ice and rock orbit around their planets, we need to live in harmony with each other also. And when people don't get along, shine Jesus' light. The Bible story for that day was about Jesus and Zacchaeus from Luke chapter 19. Zacchaeus was just another reminder of the darkness of the times and the oppression that the people of God faced. The Roman government employed Jews like Zacchaeus to extract heavy, overwhelming taxes on the people, taxing everything from land to property to imports to exports. The Jewish people hated the Romans and their tax collectors, viewed them as traitors. even more because many of the tax collectors would collect more than what was required. And then they became exceedingly rich off the backs of their fellow Jews. But Zacchaeus' encounter with the Lord changed him. We all know the story of the wee little man. Instead of living for himself, after Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus, he gave half of his money to the poor. Instead of cheating the people, after Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus, he paid the people back times four. So we learn that when people don't get along, shine Jesus' light. It made all the difference. Day three saw us develop the theme, when good things happen, shine Jesus' light. The Bible verse was, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth, from Psalm chapter 100, verse 1. Our Bible buddy Luna told us all about moons. Did you know that Galileo was the first to discover moons other than the Earth's moon? And that Jupiter has 79 moons, and Saturn has 82? And that the moon has no light of its own, but only reflects the sun's light. Luna also mirrored our daily theme in that God shines his goodness on us, and we can shine it back to others, just like the moon. Our Bible story for the day was Jesus enters Jerusalem as a king, from Luke chapter 19. This is what we know better as Palm Sunday. It may be the first glimpse of when people are getting the idea of who Jesus actually is. Hundreds of years before Jesus' birth, the prophet Zechariah proclaimed a message to God's people. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. From Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. They have seen the miracles. They have heard the prophecies. They have seen him riding on a donkey. Can it really be? Can it be the Messiah? They want to believe, yet some doubted. The Pharisees wanted the crowds to be quiet. Yet Jesus says, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. So when good things happen, shine Jesus' light. The fourth day brought us to the theme, when people are sad, shine Jesus' light. Our Bible verse is from John chapter 14. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Our Bible buddy for today is Sol the Sun. Sol the Sun is a main sequence star, which means it's made up of two gases, hydrogen and helium. The Sun is a lot larger than Earth. You could fit about a million planets the size of the Earth inside the Sun. God has designed the solar system in just the right way so that the Earth is the right distance from the Sun, so the Sun's rays sustain life here on Earth. Sol reinforced the Bible verse for today that just as the sun's light is important for all aspects of life on earth, so is Jesus' light. The Bible story for the day four is from John chapters 19 and 20 and is the narrative of the crucifixion and Jesus caring for his mother Mary. In biblical times, the Romans used crucifixion to send a gruesome message of their power and supremacy. In spite of the barbaric nature of Jesus' death, Jesus still showed compassion and mercy to those around him and spoke words of comfort and kindness from the cross. He forgave his captors, welcomed the thief, and gave his mother into John's care. His words from the cross provided a glimmer of hope and light to an otherwise dark and gloomy day. When people are sad, shine Jesus' light. Our final day kicked off with the theme, when people need help, shine Jesus' light. The Bible verse for the day was from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your good deeds shine so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Our Bible buddy, Haley the Comet, helped us understand more about comets and taught us that in our daily lives, as we buzz around our towns, our schools, even in our own families, to look for people who need help and to help them by shining Jesus' light. Our Bible study for the last day of VBS was based on Acts chapter 8 and was the narrative of Philip helping the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip, guided by the Holy Spirit, meets and joins a chariot on the road from Jerusalem to Gaza. The rider in the chariot was an Ethiopian eunuch, an official in the queen's court. He was reading a scroll from the book of Isaiah, but he was unable to understand what he was reading. Philip helped him because when people need help, shine Jesus' light. The Ethiopian came to faith in Jesus by hearing the word. And when they came to some water on the road, he wanted to be baptized. So Philip baptized him. And when the baptism was complete, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. And the eunuch no longer saw Philip, and he went on his way rejoicing. And so there we have another stellar VBS with a stellar crew and stellar kids. I want to take a moment to thank the children's team, all the volunteers, for the countless hours of planning, decorating, and all the demanding work that goes into making this such an enormous success. So remember, when life feels dark,
shine Jesus' light.
When people don't get along, when good things happen,
shine Jesus' light.
When people are sad,
shine Jesus' light.
And when people need help,